Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Oh, it's gonna be one of those days. I can already feel it. Woo, it's gonna be a little raspy on your KC morning show. My name's Hartzell Peters, swinging to my left. Hello, brother.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be in Kansas City, and we have a new week. It's July 20th. Wow.
Whew. It's a moving.
It's almost 3 weeks into July, that is.
Was that how that works?
Yeah. I can't even believe that. You want your temperature? You want your real feel?
Give me that real feel. Ooh, break me off, baby.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, it's wet. Thunderstorms in the metro. It looks like that'll continue throughout the day until about 3 p.m. So you're dealing with a wet Monday. Not only is it Monday, it's a wet Monday.
I can't think of a worse way to start the week than a wet Monday.
High 83.
Or the best way to start a Monday. Am I right?
Low 71 tonight. Scattered thunderstorms early. Then mainly.
It's too early for that.
Cloudy overnight. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Thunderstorms continue Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all week. Wet week. We got a wet week coming. Wow.
Is this true? I haven't looked at any of the weather. Is it really going to be that bad all week?
Yeah.
Oh, Pete.
Get your floaties out tomorrow.
Let your thunderstorms floaties fly.
Likely in the morning, thunderstorms at night, umbrellas, boat shoes, or what do they call those rubbers? What are the rubbers called?
I think we just call them rubbers.
Rain boots?
Oh, the old rain rubbers.
Get the yellow rain boots out. Because nothing worse than wet socks.
Hey, there he is. Play them off, Johnny. Play them off.
As they say.
Wow. Yeah. Hell of a real feel.
When
it's going to be a wet one.
Wet socks, and you know you can't go home for a while. Whew. Up there with some of the worst feelings in the world. How's your weekend, man?
It was pretty good, man. Pretty good. I'm a little tired. I don't think I've fully recovered from the watch party Friday for Sporting KC. I'm sure you've got it in your sports block. I'm sure you do.
We have some sporting news.
My voice hasn't quite gotten back, and because of that, I think I've just been playing catch up all weekend.
Better than mustard.
I'm still trying to get moved. It is a slow process for me. I thought I'd be done by now. I am not.
You know, we're still building this thing, the KC Morning Show. I think we got about 400 or 500 followers on Instagram. So we each have more Instagram followers, way more Twitter followers than the actual page. So safe to assume a lot of people follow both us and the main pages, which...
Safe to assume. Huh? All right.
I wish wasn't the case, but we're still building this thing. We're within a year of growing this thing. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so a lot of people who listen to the show do follow you. Nipplegate this weekend. What is going on with your Instagram?
There are no rules. No idea.
You know exactly.
No idea what you're talking
this
about.
Was a point over the weekend. You and your new best gal. Mm-hmm. You guys posted what was almost like, I dare I say, a Pulp Fiction-esque type of Instagram. I'm getting texts left and right, like I'm your keeper. I am not Hartzell's keeper. I don't know who told people that. But
you got some text.
Look, several asking about what's going on over there, and I
curious
said,
minds.
"You think I know? I'm at brunch right now. I'm eating breakfast." So,
listen,
wow, what was the inspiration behind Nipplegate?
Love,
right?
Unbridled passion.
There's no doubt about that.
That's what it is.
Three and a half nipples, or two and a half nipples in that photo.
And you know, here's the thing: is that it was probably it is my most liked photo on any social media. We topped, I think, 800 last night. It's pretty good.
Now, I want you to be careful here, and this isn't like strip poker. I mean, I don't want you to think that more body parts equal likes.
Oh, now see, that's done for me now.
Oh,
like,
okay.
This is now
this
the new
the
template.
One and done?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is
that
new
idea.
It's a new beginning.
This is a brand new everything now. Like, this is sex sells, obviously.
And that's what it
and
is.
You know who sex sold? It was mine. Because I got more nipples in that shot than she did.
Yes. That.
In fact, she didn't even get a nipple. It was barely the outskirts.
I mean,
barely. What you got out of me was the main
for
event.
For sure.
She was the undercard.
this was a, you know, I think it was Saturday morning that this posted. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would expect maybe that to be a nighttime post. So the kids were sleeping before anyone saw that. So I'm sure there are some too.
Do you know when peak hours are for posting on the internet, Pete? Do you even know?
Maybe that's why
media?
We have 400 Instagram followers for our main page. Maybe that's why.
No, I was in the spirit of just young love.
Right. It felt like Austin Powers or something.
Pretty good.
You might be the black. You might be the black Austin Powers.
Been saying that for years. Finally, I get the due diligence I deserve.
Come was close. There a photographer brought in for this? That was like American Beauty.
She does that.
Is that a selfie stick that took that thing?
That time delay, baby. It gets you time to get things going. But you got 10 seconds.
Taped it to the ceiling.
That arm extension, that was all me.
Well, good that it was just you guys.
We had people reaching out saying they wanted to buy the second shot we did. And like hanging up in their respective apartments. That's a real thing. People actually hit me up for that.
It looked like an album cover. Our listeners, the KC Morning Hose, I'm going to speak for ourselves. When this was not the ego boost that we needed you to get, I think.
Where's my phone?
Sure.
I want to give you the exact number of likes. This recording. We're using it for video.
Right, exactly. This is where we are in the state of our show. We don't have a lot of Instagram followers. We're still using our phones for cameras. While you were playing nippleball, I was playing pickleball, and I did a nice job this weekend. Once again, I'm coming along. I feel like I'm maybe almost ready to take on some of the older gentlemen.
I was worried that you weren't going to be able to get your round of games in.
No, I got it in.
You did.
I was up early. I told you on Saturday morning. Went to the court with a friend.
Never went to bed.
I am doing well. I mean, I win more than I lose, which is good. It was hot this weekend.
It was.
It's a good workout for me.
So you're seeing actual improvement. This isn't just you going out there and just hanging out with buddies. Right. You are actually getting noticeably better with each session.
I'm tournament ready at this point.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready to play. Now, I'm not saying premier. There's usually two. Like, you got a rec and a pro. Mm-hmm. Not ready for pro. We watched some of it the other day, and I got
Would you call yourself better than rec, though? You're better than rec.
I'm slightly better than rec.
Slightly better.
I am.
Slightly better than
that's right. Where I'm at.
I love that. I just love how self-aware Sween. He's not gonna say he's no novice over here. No, 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 no,
no.
But you're self-aware enough to know that you're not Hall of Fame level yet.
Great reaction time.
When you've got the levels on Madden, you've mm-hmm. got the beginner, intermediate, hard Hall right. of Fame mode. You are very much I wouldn't say mid-season form.
I'll say this: football is great. Popular sport in America. I might have to quit to cover pickleball. I mean, this thing, I can see it's an up-and-coming sport. I think one day, who knows for this? I mean, anyone can play. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. If I was able to get good in 3 months, I feel like anyone can do that. I'm not the most athletic human being in the world.
Hey.
But
you're up there.
Look.
Tier one for sure.
Look, it is fun. Maybe two. It is another hobby for me. It's the first hobby that I have in a long time where I'm active and it's helping my athletic performance. I'm excited about it.
Is there like a pickleball circle that you've now infiltrated? Because I feel like you do this all the time now. You should be knowing you should know the players in this game now.
Yes. Yes. There's myself, and I on the courts go by Sampras, and there's an Agassi, a couple Serenas.
Didn't expect a Pete Sampras reference.
What are you talking about?
On this show in 2020 on a Monday even.
Coming at you hot.
Hey, I saw you were on TV last night. Doing what? For
we
what
did.
Reason?
41
Why?
Action News.
Why do they still put you on television?
Sunday Sound
and
Off.
And not me.
Go back and watch it. It's a sports show that they do on Sunday nights. Haley, the host, last mm-hmm. night asked me to do it, so I decided to do it. And it was a lot of sports talk. I like that show because a lot of people in the sports circles in Kansas City only look at me as a Chiefs guy, so mm-hmm. this allows me to spread my wings a little bit. I get to talk a little bit of baseball, a little bit of soccer, kind of like this show. Yeah, it's great. Everything else, though, is pretty much Chiefs all week besides these two opportunities. So.
My mom said you did a great job.
Oh, thank you, Miss Muriel.
Great, great job. I didn't watch.
She probably misses you. Misses
you know
those
what?
Cereal with Muriel sessions, doesn't she?
Oh, man, those Monday mornings of waking up with Ma, and just she's got the breakfast made and just the.
What was her take on Nipplegate? Anything?
She just smiled and nodded.
Yeah.
She looked at it and smiled and nodded.
Not a lot you want to say to your son after that. All right. Well,
cereal with Muriel.
It's Monday, July 20th. Why don't we do some news?
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Can't do it today, Pete. I can't. Woo! It's your KC Morning Show.
You're abusing the news. Not to get a bring a freestyle Friday on a Monday.
Oh, man.
Shoot, jeez.
I'm abusing my vocal notes. I gotta take
I see
this
the first topic
serious.
Here is KC COVID update. We might have one on this show, it sounds like.
KC cough update, am I right?
I freaking hope so.
Woo!
Sitting next to you.
I need to, like, look into, you know, people will actually, like, insure certain things they use for work. Like, you know, singers will insure their voices. Mm-hmm. Professional wrestlers will, they'll insure different body parts.
Right.
I need to start taking this thing more seriously, man.
I think shows need to make money before an insurance company is. I don't know, but.
Points were made. It's your news break, KC Morning
yep.
Show.
This is it.
I'm going to be
I'm
honest
ready for
with
that
you.
Kansas City news, man.
Man, these are some of the most boring
You can always
news.
Make some positive out of each news.
I'm not saying some of the stories aren't positive, because there's a few that are, but my God, like, you would think on a Monday there would be some content, but my God, this is just, it was like I was pulling teeth out to find anything that was worth a damn to talk about, but.
All right.
At least the fun stuff.
Hartsell DDS.
Doesn't stand for dumb, dumb, stupid. Let's go to your local COVID update.
Reporting a record 958 new cases of COVID-19 today. Kansas is reporting more than 1,000 new cases since Wednesday. Here's a quick look at the average number of tests coming back positive in the last 3 weeks. In Kansas, 10.6% of tests are coming back positive. In Missouri, 5.9%. Health officials say anything above 10% is considered serious.
So, yeah, we still got those numbers going up, up, up. Did you see anybody wearing masks this weekend, Pete? Because I saw a lot of folks that were not.
You know,
sure were not.
As I told you, I did dabble a little bit on Saturday morning. We went to breakfast after we played. But you have to wear a mask. Stop dabbing. You have to wear a mask in any public place at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's a rule. I mean, they really yell at you if you come in without one. Outside, it seems like people can do whatever they want. So inside these places, people are wearing masks, and outside they're not, it seems, at least in Kansas
you're
City.
I think you're giving them too much credit. You're saying that people are actually wearing them inside. Listen, I know it's a, like...
It's a rule, though.
It's a rule.
You can't come in the store.
Or can you? How many times have you been to a spot right now?
Well, I actually saw an exchange. So we went to lunch after we played pickleball, my friend and I, and I saw...
Oh, wow. So not only did you go out and play a sport, then you went out and got food. In a pandemic,
I was wearing a mask.
You weren't wearing no damn mask.
I was. And you're making me lose my train of thought here. But I saw someone try to get up without mask, and these waiters and waitresses were on him like white on rice. They said, sir, you need to pick... And they made him go back to his table and get his mask. So... People are doing what they can. It's tough because you can't force. Like, it's like the people at the Summit Grill don't have security guards to, like, come over and force a guy. You know what I mean? So they can only do what they can. The problem I think that you're running into is, yes, at the heart of this, you're correct. It really is up to each person to do what they want.
Well, Clay County, they saw a huge, huge uptick. And so they are now requiring masks to be worn. There's no time like the present, Clay County. Mask up.
The order is for indoor public spaces. The county has seen a 36% increase in COVID-19 cases in the past 2 weeks, and it's also seen a 300% increase in hospitalizations in the last month.
So that went into effect yesterday on Sunday, and it's going to be set to remain in place for a month. So through Sunday, August 23rd, face mask and physical distancing are two of the most effective tools we have at our disposal during this time. That's the director of public health, Gary E. Zabarak. Ooh, Zabarak, I like that. That's a name for a doc right there.
Strong. Put that on the back of a jersey.
These simple actions have been proven to reduce the spread of droplets that can carry COVID-19. We're asking everyone in Clay County to do their part to protect themselves and others in our community. And I will say that I've been doing a lot of hanging out in Clay County recently. I mean, I don't know what else we need. I don't know if we need PSAs. I don't know if we need just stricter guidelines. I'm not sure how it gets more stricter than a requirement. So,
right.
Hey, Clay, let's get this done. We all know what we're supposed to do here. Like, I was going to pull this audio, but I think we've got the point. At this point, we've kind of gotten the message, or maybe we haven't. But every weekend, every day, you see these new stats of we just would wear a mask, we could get this thing done in like a month, or we could get this thing, you know, reduced in like 6 weeks. I mean, it's all right there, y'all. It's all right there.
Yeah.
He's right here. It's all right there. And he's right here. Governor Mike Parson.
Woo.
In town. You know, I got
to. Oh, so he's in Parson.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson will be in Kansas City to speak with police and city leaders about violent crime. That visit comes ahead of Tuesday's City Council Committee set to hear a resolution Mayor Quentin Lucas introduced. The resolution would post data about the police force to a public online dashboard. The committee could vote on that resolution as early as Friday.
I'm not going to lie, man. That was you tickled a whistle on that one, man. You know, I've been talking a lot of mess on that, man.
That's right.
And I'll be the first one to say that. I'll put up or shut up. Mike, if you got some time, buddy.
Miguel.
The KC Morning Show. You know, we've had elected officials on this show. We have credibility.
Quite impressive ones.
Don't wink. Why'd you just wink at me? Did you just wink?
You know what I'm talking about.
Mike, the floor is yours, my friend.
Sure.
I mean, I can't imagine he listens to this show. I can't imagine that his people listen to this show. But the floor could be yours.
You never know.
Governor. Oh. I was looking at some numbers the other day. The race for governor between Mike and Nicole Galloway, it is officially like a toss-up.
Nice.
In fact, I think she's trending up. And even Missouri, I don't know if you saw this, but Missouri is maybe back in play as far as for presidential.
Nicole Galloway, save Missouri from misery. How about that for a tagline of, you know, Parson?
I feel like maybe we could keep workshopping some more. Hey, not for lack of trying. I love where your head's at. I love political Pete. Just maybe let, you know,
Galloway
political director.
Is more Gallo-yay than Gallo-nay.
Now we're talking.
There we go.
Now we're talking. I want you to take some of these ideas. Put some of these ideas, that think tank that is your brain.
Yes.
And maybe you can help us solve, you know, some of these protests going on.
People were protesting Operation Legend, a Department of Justice initiative involving federal agents investigating violent crimes in Kansas City.
More police has never resulted in less crime. If anything, it terrorizes the citizens further, and it's not really necessary.
Now, protesters scrawl profanities across the front doors of KCPD headquarters and on the base of a statue dedicated to slain officers.
They're protesting the FBI? I don't think the Kansas City police has anything to do with that.
Am I
crazy?
We need somebody to yell at because
I don't think they said to the FBI, come and sit next to us and help us do our job, you know?
What all stems back from that Operation Legend deal. Like, remember when we found out over the press conference that, hey, the cops are coming to town. We were wondering if this was even going to be a real thing.
Correct me, though, like, I don't think the Kansas City police like wanted people looking over them, though. Do you think that?
You might think I think that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
Okay.
Of course they did. No. And I think a lot of us didn't know how much this was going to be going on. Like, this was this just like 45 just flexing like he always does sometimes? But no, like federal agents, if you want to just call them investigators, I'm not sure exactly what all they're going to be doing. I think a lot of us are still very curious exactly what their role is, but they're here, like they're in town. Like the group of folks are here now. And so that was what some of the protesters was for. They didn't want folks coming in. More cops to the protesters seems like a bit of a bad idea. And now they vandalized one of the statues. And that's probably not great.
The energy would be better directed.
Yes, I will say that. The energy would absolutely be better dispersed in something maybe more tangible. And Mayor Q actually... Pete would probably agree with you.
If this is the sort of foolishness you want to be a part of, then go somewhere else. We don't need that in Kansas City. We're trying to come to solutions for real problems in our city. This sort of thing is absolutely ridiculous.
Mayor did add that the vandalism is entirely unnecessary, unhelpful, divisive, and a disgrace to Kansas City.
I just think, if you really believe in a cause, I just don't give anyone else an excuse to talk about something else.
Yeah, and that's
you know what I
that's
mean?
That's probably the biggest thing. And it's causing division. That's what Mayor Q said. I don't understand why people would think that this would be a way to address things. We'll get it cleaned up real quick, which they actually did the very next day, I think on Saturday.
Right.
Some folks were cleaning it up.
Broken record here. I continue to say get the energy and find out and make sure that everyone that you know is voter registered.
Yes.
Register.
Yes.
And vote this later this year.
And it's not just voting. It's voting and then holding folks accountable. Stand culture stupid. They're at the end of the day, these folks are politicians, all right? They're not rock stars. Take their photo off the wall. Okay, I gotta take my Obama one off the wall too.
Right.
Hold these folks accountable. So that's That's my call to arms, my message to the people as we transition to an in memoriam. R.I.P. John Lewis.
The world-honoring civil rights hero and congressman John Lewis, passing away at the age of 80 after battling pancreatic cancer. He always said his philosophy was a simple one.
When you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to say something, to do something, stand up, speak up, speak out.
Before he walked those marble halls of Congress, his blood stained the streets of Selma. In 2011, the Freedom Rider received the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Generations from now, when parents teach their children what is meant by courage, the story of John Lewis will come to mind.
I do believe that as the sun set on John Lewis's life last night, the sun rises on a movement that will never die. Thank you, John. Rest in peace, our brother.
How long can we be patient, said John Lewis. We want our freedom, and we want it now. R.I.P. That's a tough one. I think he was diagnosed. I don't want to say it was even over a year. I mean, it was pretty quick. It was, you know, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and that's one of those where, you know, unfortunately, it's kind of a real bad prognosis when it comes to stage 4 anything. He served in Georgia's 5th congressional district since 1996, a civil rights icon, the last of the remaining speakers at the march on Washington. Flags were lowered to half staff at the state capitol on Saturday to honor the late great Congressman John Lewis. And I'm going to come across blunt. Let's just get past it. White folks, before you post your tribute pics and your tweets, get the right black fella.
Oh, no.
Especially if you served in Congress with said black fella, Marco Rubio. Got to get the right one of us.
I have a mortifying story.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I think I was with Chiefs.com at this point. Anyway, the Chiefs drafted Marcus Peters. And I said in a tweet, as soon as it happened, I'm like, wow, I'm really going to be first here because I got the information. The Chiefs select Marcus Peters. First comment back.
Uh-oh.
That's not Marcus Peters.
This is you?
Deleted. Really quick. Corrected it.
Quick delete.
Not good. Not a good moment for me, but I do want to go back quickly because we joke about Wednesday wisdom, right?
Yes.
So I thought this quote was pretty powerful from John Lewis. You are a light. You are the light. Never let anyone, any person or force dampen, dim, or diminish your light. Study the path of others to make your way easier and more abundant. And then actually related to voting in 2012, he said, my dear friends, your vote is precious, almost sacred. It is the most powerful, nonviolent tool we have to create a more perfect union.
It was at Obama's inauguration. Obama writes something for him and he says, essentially, I couldn't have done this without you. And like, I just think like this icon who literally marched with MLK, you know, his speech at the March on Washington.
By the 50th anniversary of that march, John Lewis had become a politician known as the conscience of the U.S. Congress.
It is a rare honor in this life to follow one of your heroes. And John Lewis is one of my heroes.
And it was Barack Obama who awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, America's highest civilian honor, when he was 70.
One of the founding fathers of, you know, that wave of civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s and up until even today. So RIP John Lewis, one of the good ones. And I believe there's going to be more info about like a state funeral and all that kind of stuff.
But, right.
Well, you found a quote, and I believe, what's this? What is this? Is this a list?
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. Ayo. I feel like that was a good one.
It's not in the script.
The list.
It's not in the show script.
Out of nowhere. This is your list of Hartzell. My name's Hartzell. This my list. That I may or may not have borrowed from Forbes.com.
A list of Forbes.
They contacted me.
Right.
And I sent this to them. They regurgitated what I said, and they took credit for it. That's what happened.
I love when people work together like that, so that's good.
It's teamwork. Teamwork makes dreams work. And that, wow. And it's so appropriate that we're talking teams. Because this list, my list of Hartzell, is the best sports cities that has been officially released. Forbes.com. Would you like to hear the top five?
Now, this is a list I might be able to get behind.
Number five. Let's kick it off with Minneapolis. They have the teams that include the Timberwolves, the Twins, the Vikings, and the Wild. Three.
Smash Burger.
Three total championships in Minneapolis. The oldest team, the Twins, 1901. Famous rallying cry, the Vikings fans do the skull chant. Number four, Chicago. They got the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Bulls, the Cubs.
Don't do your hair in Chicago. That city is windy.
Oh, I see what you did there, Pete. The windy city. They've got 27 championships.
They got boats, right? Don't they have boats in Chicago?
They got the Cubbies, who debuted in 1876.
Wow. Willis Tower. Yep.
Number three. San Francisco, the Bay Area, they got the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, the
Everywhere
A's,
you look.
The Raiders, the 49ers, the Giants, and the Sharks, 30 total
Golden
championships.
Gate Bridge.
Oldest team, the Giants, in 1883. Number two, Philly. They got the 76ers. The
Bring
Eagles,
me off a piece of that cheese steak.
The Flyers of Phillies, 10 championships for the city of Philadelphia.
Liberty Bell.
Number one. Actually, no, before we get to number one, I'll tell you right now, Kansas City did not make the top five.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Kansas
City did not make this list at all.
Hey, this imaginary producer, can you tell Hartzell and Azir what show this is?
This is not my fault. In fact, I think it's more important.
All right,
analyst. It's more important than on your KC Morning Show we tell you that we're not on the list because that should get you angry. You should be reaching out to Forbes because number one for Forbes was... And this shit hit real close to home. We should be angry about this. Boston.
All right. So on
number
to the next thing. What is it? What do you got about Ruth Bader?
Spots.
That's enough. Shut up.
I can't even outro.
No, that's it.
My list? God, it's my list.
You've done, as the listeners know, I get upset with the lists of Hartzell. All of them. Mm-hmm. That was the worst one.
You're the sports guy. That was a list that was basically for you.
Kansas City's not even on it.
That is the whole point.
Slap our listenership right in the face.
No, it's the cognitive dissonance of list.
I hope you guys can get the taste back in your mouth, and that's not a COVID joke. It's from Hartzell smacking you right in the head.
I was trying to do something light.
Sorry about that.
I was trying to do something light before we...
Yeah.
I was trying to do an LOH before we got to RBG. Yeah.
Thank you, Forbes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she learned in February that her cancer was back when a biopsy revealed lesions on her liver. She says she began chemotherapy in May and is seeing positive results. The liberal justice has already survived four bouts of cancer. Working uninterrupted, she's proven she's resilient, joking about it last year.
And I am very much alive.
She was briefly hospitalized earlier this week for treatment of a possible infection, her second hospitalization this year. The president sending his well wishes.
I wish you the absolute best.
Her health is a source of great interest
Thanks.
And anxiety for Democrats who fear a potential vacancy would shift the balance of the court. Today, Justice Ginsburg said she would stay on the bench as long as I can do the job full steam, adding, I remain fully able to do that.
That's one tough woman right there. RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, announcing on Friday undergoing chemotherapy for what? They said the fourth different time. Now, this is what we talked about off air, and we've said this even last week when we were talking about how reopening and reshutting down stuff with COVID. Like, folks are seeing these numbers and these back-end, analyses that we're not seeing until way, way after the fact, which I don't love that. Like, this right here... You know, this woman's on the Supreme Court. There's only a certain amount of those. It ain't a bunch of them. And it's a life term, like a lifelong, appointment. This info, some of it was as early as February. And it is July that we're just now finding this out. Like, I understand. Like, today's the moon day. Like, we supposedly
Happy
landed
moon
on the
day,
moon
yeah.
today. Or did we land on the moon?
One small step for man.
There's one small step for man.
One giant leap for mankind.
For mankind. So there's that delay there. Like, do we know that aliens exist? Absolutely. We just that's gospel at this point. We know that. You know, Roswell is real.
Sure.
You know,
Area 51.
Area 51, absolutely. Did we land on the moon? I don't know. I think it was a really good film studio.
Right.
But it's like this stuff, like why tell us? Why, like, again, this is February. Mm-hmm. But we wish for the best. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's one bad lady right there. She'll be all right. She's going to be all right. I you know, again, I'm not, I would never speak for her, but I don't think she loves the current president too much. And she is clinging on with everything she's got to make sure that her replacement will be filled by a Democrat. Well, we'll see. We shall see. And I don't even care who you're going to vote for, but you got to think, if 45 gets reelected, I mean, the camera shot on RBG, just the look of just deflation, I'm sure, will just be, well, I did my part, y'all. She's like, well, there's nothing more I could have done. There's nothing more I could have done.
She fought.
And hopefully doing okay. Like I said, they said that she can still remain on the court, so that's where she's going to do. She's going to stay. Let's do this. Dogs in Heat. I hate the title of this story.
I like that.
But it's a very important one.
Recent cases of animals dying from heat exposure have put Great Plains SPCA on alert.
This story to me is very, 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 very personal.
She says if your dog is outside, make sure they have plenty of shade and cool water, and never leave your dog in the car.
Especially around the summertime, you'll see people running into the grocery store for 5 minutes thinking it's okay, and they leave a dog in the car. And so there was a dog left in the car, and it did die.
The temperature in a car quickly rises.
At 70 degrees outside, 10 minutes it's 90 degrees, 30 minutes it's 105 degrees.
I told you, man. I told you, it's a bunch of bummer news today.
I thought it was going to be. I mean, it said dogs in heat, so I was thinking of puppies. You know, like that's how you know. But
no.
Anyway, it was much darker. Tyron Matthew actually, he locked himself in a car to help with like awareness. I think a year ago, and yeah, I mean, this seems pretty obvious. Don't leave your dog during the summer in the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty simple.
Well, I just thought we'd throw that in there because it's going to be, it was real hot this weekend. It was a bit of a bummer. It was a bummer story. Happy Monday, Pete. Now, here's what we're going to do, though. I got another dog story for you.
You know what you need? And I hate to say this and do this right now. You need a timeout. I mean, you got to regroup. That list was weird. And, you know, I don't know about the list.
We're a sports team.
You dropped this super sad dogs and heat story on us.
It's a public service.
All right, here's what we're going
to
do.
I need people to know that dogs' lives matter.
Calm down. This is your coach talking. We're going to go back. We're going to go back to the show. And we're going to be a little bit more positive.
Do you just, okay, the last two are good.
Time in.
The last two, you just want to do one of them? They're really good.
Time in.
I promise they're good.
Take a swig of water.
Okay, there you go. How about this one?
All right.
It's another dog story.
Okay.
Bring it back. What was the one Michael J. Fox was in it? Homeward Bound.
Mm.
Think Homeward Bound. And who doesn't love that film?
Great movie.
Not a movie, a GD film.
The Dogs Come Home. Spoiler alert.
4-year-old yellow lab Cleo feels right at home on the front porch.
She wouldn't let us quite come near.
Only thing, it's not her front porch anymore and hasn't been for nearly 2 years.
November 2018, we moved in.
Colton had Cleo microchip checked, and to his surprise,
Brittany said, well, that's the people that used to live here.
Turns out the owners had posted a Facebook page a week earlier about the missing dog. They couldn't believe it when Colton called and said Cleo walked home.
It's the most bizarre story, really. She's everything to us and my mother.
It's 57 miles door to door from Olathe to Lawson, and neither family knows exactly how Cleo made the trip.
That's a hike. I mean, for anybody.
How about that? I know that's a positive story.
That's
puppy positivity,
huh? That is a return to glory right there for you, Hartzell.
You just wait. I got another one you're going to love.
I'm pleased that the dog made its way home. Mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, you how it did that. I mean, that is a long trip. You wonder if the dog can talk, like in Homeward Bound. Did it get help from strangers?
Yes, it did.
Worth wondering.
And finally, Pete, another excellent story. In fact, this man actually may be the most talked about on this show. We've definitely done the most updates on this man. We've heard the story once before already.
Who is it?
Mr. Tom Moore. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Is this guy from Britain?
This man is from Britain. This man was in the Royal Air Force.
Did he watch the Super Bowl?
No, that was Vietnam.
On television?
That was a Vietnam guy. No, this is the guy who was 100 years old
right.
and swam 100 laps. Mm-hmm. Remember, he ended up getting all that notoriety and all that fame. Well, no, my man, he's getting knighted.
Sir.
By the Queen.
Wow.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed by that. It isn't everybody gets the chance to see the Queen, is it? I think that's going to be absolutely marvelous for me. I don't think if I kneel down, I'll never get up again.
How about that?
Tom Moore. God save Tom Moore. And the Queen, but mostly Tom Moore. What do you
Good
think?
Good for him.
Way to finish strong, huh? I think that is how you turn a news break upside down.
Good job.
On its head.
Good job. You know, and you know, I'm going to speak for everybody in saying this. Like, let's go do some sports.
Okay. You know what, Pete?
Show.
Welcome in to sports. Sporting Kansas City comes back to defeat Colorado.
I was gonna try to look at you and stare you down. I was gonna say, because I wasn't gonna intro you in sports this time, because you know what, you pissed off my news break. I was just gonna sit here and just let that dead air just sit. But no, he takes it away.
You can't pin my balloon.
I can't. Damn.
No. Sporting Kansas City, Hartzell. Or as I was texting you late on Saturday, Smelly KC comes back to defeat Colorado. Colorado led 1-0 early in this game, and then the second half, the game got wild. Opposite of what happened in the first game, with Colorado taking a red card, then Sporting takes a 2-1 lead. Then Colorado somehow scores down two men, which is what prompted my Smelly KC text to Hartzell. Kansas City... it seemed a little panicked at the beginning, and then there was 12 minutes of extra time, and this happened.
Loose. Good job. Blocked away. That was Abubakar again, who's been something of a rock. This takes a deflection, and it's in. A reaching back. Yarbrough, he couldn't make the save.
This is absolutely nuts. How do you defend against this? Boom.
Like a deflection type of goal there. You know, that's what
you
would call
it. Thinking about doing it.
Graham Zusi.
They gave it to Zeus, but for a while they thought about maybe calling it an own goal.
Sure.
It
looked that way. Earlier goal is from Kyrie Shelton.
Kyrie!
And Alan Pulido on a penalty kick. We know who's taking penalty kicks for Sporting. Couple takeaways from this.
I want you to know this. I do call him the hair now.
Yes.
My official intro for him now is the hair. And by the way, he loves it.
Yeah. You're welcome for that.
No, thank you.
He posted an Instagram photo under his chin. It was like an under the chin selfie. That's a special kind of confidence when you're able to post an under the chin selfie.
Some guys have all the luck, man.
Thank goodness in this game that Sporting was able to win for our guy Big Verm, Peter Vermees, because he would have taken a lot of heat if they had tied that game. Sporting's next game is Wednesday against Real Salt Lake, and I read this, Hartzell. Is this correct? 8 a.m.
Yep.
So I won't even really be able to preview that for you because we'll be
on. What are we going
to
do?
On. Nothing.
Because I got to work. I got to do that game. I got to call it. We're doing that virtual watch party even at 8 a.m.
We will figure it out. It doesn't seem like maybe we're going to be able to do a program.
I think we can do a show. It'll just be a short one.
We'll see. We will keep you in the loop.
In suspense.
We may see you on Friday. Now that I know that. I just found that out. Live here.
In real time.
As we record.
In real time.
Okay. Let's hope not, right? Let's hope not.
Woo!
More Sporting, less smelly. Royals had an intra-squad game against, the Royals on Saturday. And we've got the main highlight right here.
Fly ball to deep center. Phillips going back, and that ball's gone. And the crowd goes crazy.
That is a pumped-in crowd.
So back-to-back-to-back homers, Soler, Gordon, and Michael Franco. We had some impressive swings in Arizona as well. Again, when it warms up, this is a huge yard, but it's a little more forgiving for hitters once you get into the hot months. Where we are right now is Ryan McBroom will be the hitter.
How about
Michael
that fake
hit
crowd?
Into Soler territory think? Halfway up.
Yeah, there real quick, but what do you think? Because, okay, we had two.
And the crowd was going nuts.
We have two opposite ways of doing this. For soccer, you just played. There was no crowd noise. And then for MLB, you do. What do you like? Having watched more of this now.
It seems like the Premier League has figured it out. They're doing it a little bit better. It sounds a little bit more real. Mm-hmm. I don't like when it doesn't sound real like that.
More real?
Oh, God. Michael Franco, he had the third home run of three in a row off Glenn Sparkman. Bad day for our guy Glenn. Hopefully he's all right. Jorge Soler, Alex Gordon with the other two bombs. The team of veteran players that featured Soler, Gordon, Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier, among others, they won 7-3 over a team of mostly younger players. The Royals' opening day starter, Danny Duffy, allowed two runs in the first inning. Royals take on the Astros in an exhibition game on Monday at the K. No fans allowed, which is sad, but they may not get on a plane this morning as of yesterday. I think Dusty Baker is their manager. He was saying that if it's raining and they can't play today and tomorrow, they're just going to stay home in Houston because why risk the COVID stuff? So, Chiefs are to report to training camp on Monday to begin camp. Rookies, quarterbacks, and select veterans. The NFL still, at this point, is figuring out the details of this thing. They did submit their infectious disease emergency response plan, so they are technically good to call rookies, quarterbacks, and select veterans to camp. This is an ever-changing situation. As of yesterday from J.J. Watt, the NFL still has mandated players show up despite no agreement between the league and the Players Association. There's been no word on an acclimation period, coronavirus testing, preseason games, an opt-out clause, and more. Yet because the Chiefs and Texans are this first opening night, they are calling them to play. Patrick Mahomes and Tyrann Mathieu even tweeted yesterday, Tyrann Mathieu saying it's not about the money, it's about health and safety. Patrick Mahomes said, in getting ready to report this week and hoping the NFL will come to an agreement with a safe and right protocol so we can get back to playing the sport we love. There's a big disagreement here on whether to play no preseason games or one or two. There is a ramp-up period that the NFL agreed upon, and what the players are upset about is they've kind of just gone away from this thing that was agreed upon. Mm-hmm. With coronavirus, you need a sort of a 21-day ramp-up period. That allows technically for no preseason game. So there's this grand disconnect right now that they haven't been able to figure it out. If there is a grievance filed by the Players Association, camp will be off for the time being until they figure something out. So
can I just say too that I think we're the first show to actually talk seriously, at least locally, about the fact that the NFL had the longest amount of time to do something and really just kind of talked in circles and did nothing. Like, we gave the MLB a lot of flack, right? And I feel like we haven't even got to that point yet for the NFL.
I was sort of, and I know being a media member is hard. Look, man, I'm prefacing. I was the only one talking about this like at the end of last week, and it was one of those things where I was tweeting. And I'm like, I don't see any other Chiefs reporters even really saying anything. And I'm like, am I crazy here? Am I like missing something grand? And now people are starting to chime in as of yesterday. But yeah, I felt a little bit like I was insane the other day. But
Hot takes on your KC Morning Show.
One other Chiefs note this morning via Zoom will be the Chris Jones contract press conference. So you'll see some of that. If we have a show Wednesday, we'll determine if we do. There'll be some sound. I'll bring some sound from that to play for you guys on Wednesday, but that is sports, a fairly positive sports, I would say.
Oh, cool, Pete. All right, cool. We get it.
Not a ton about Chicago and Boston.
Sports is
and
easy,
New York,
man.
And Minnesota.
You know how tough it is for me to wake up every morning
how good
with the weight of the world on my shoulder. And it's up to me to be your aggregate. I have to be your buzz.
No one wants you to rip you away from that bed.
I got to be
your
dreaming
CNN. Of sweet, sweet nipples.
I got to be your PBS. Yeah, listen, it was up to me. This would be a podcast of nothing but nipples.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's do some events.
But I'm a man of the people.
How about we do some events, right?
Fine.
We're into the event portion of the show.
You got to get any nipple songs? No.
Oh, God.
Got some nipple tracks.
I don't know if we need any nipple songs.
Bleep out this entire event.
At the Waterwell Sports Complex, for the next 2 days, they're still doing this Chargers Youth Football Camp, which is free. So if you want to check that out, 6 p.m. today.
Oh, let's check this out. From a band called Son of Robot.
Tomorrow. That is
the song is called Nipples.
Waterwell Sports Complex. If you have a kid and you want to get a free football camp.
Oh!
There's also a soccer camp today, ongoing, at Piper Soccer Club, the Wyandotte High School. Again, if you want to get your kid involved, I don't know if you have a kid, Hartzell.
Oh, here we go. What up, nipples? So we can see what you're all about. Get your nipples out. Get your nipples out. Because nipples are it's all about. I don't know what this is. Get your nipples out. Back to you, Pete. Get the nipples out. Yo!
Farmers to Families food box event That's happening tomorrow at 9 a.m., 1111 West Pacific Avenue in Independence. So if you need some food, it's your place to go. Drive-through job fair on the spot hiring, Hartzell.
On the spot, you say?
Tomorrow,
woo!
10 a.m. Express Employment is hosting a drive-through job fair for the Kansas City Sausage Company. 20 exciting opportunities available for you to choose from, Hartzell. Shipping and receiving, forklift operator. I could just imagine you in the sausage factory with the hard hat, making sure that sausage doesn't hit you in the old face.
I mean, I do that. That's a weekend, but Hartzell. But back to you, Pete.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m., drive-through, on the spot. Hiring.
They have anything that's less work and more moisturizer?
Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sounds like a no.
Mayor Q will be part of a panel discussing the digital divide in the COVID-19 era. It'll be Federal Communications Commissioner Jeffrey Starks, 3rd District Kansas City Councilwoman Melissa Robinson, Kansas City Public School Superintendent Mark Bedell. You can go online, youtube.com/KC Library. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's your early week stuff. Again, don't forget Wednesday, 8 a.m. If we're not on with you, you can watch Sporting Kansas City. They have to win. If they win, they're on to the tournament route.
You know why? Because MLS is back!
Wow.
Pete's favorite title for any tournament ever done.
If you have an event we need to know about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Apologies for this song.
Get your nipples out! I don't know what this is, but I am so on board. Son of Robot, my new favorite band. Who would have thought just typing in nipples on Apple Music and you get such bangers as this?
I don't know. This was a different show. I don't know where we had to go to get here.
I thought this was some of my finest work.
But this was...
Speak for yourself, man.
An interesting one. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. KCMorningShow everywhere.
Plug that Pitch Awards.
From the unlabeled
so we can win
music
a thing.
Services. Go on to the Pitch KC and nominate us in the arts and entertainment category for best local podcast. If you can get by the fact that we did put this show on the podcast channel. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, we had to post today's pod, didn't we? We may have taken a few steps back, to be honest with you. But you know what? What good is a breakthrough without a breakdown once or twice?
Why don't we stick with the genre of the day?
Uh-huh.
And that is a rainy Monday.
Oh.
A sad, sad rainy Monday.
Give me a letter, Pete. Give me a letter.
Or how about
go out on.
L.
L.
Lube it on up.
My work here is done. Peter L. Sweet, the L stands. Oh, we lubing up.
No, no. Oh, God.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
The KC Morning Show.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Smelly KC.